Three, two, one. Thank you, and welcome once again to another radio program from the Independence Baptist Church of Forestdale, Missouri. We're glad you're listening this morning, and we do pray that God would give you blessing today as you study the Word of God with us. We do want to give you an invitation to come to the services at the Independence Baptist Church of Forestdale, Missouri. Our Sunday school begins this morning at 10 o'clock. Regular preaching service about 11. And we'd like for you to come to both of these services, and if you can't come to both, then come to one. Our afternoon service begins at 4 o'clock, and we're out of services here about 5, 5:30, something like that. We'd like for you to come and be with us and worship God this afternoon at 4 o'clock. And then our Wednesday night services are at 7 o'clock. We invite you to come to these. Bring your Bibles and your families and study the Word of God with us. The past few Sunday mornings, we've been preaching concerning the end of Satan. We've talked about the beginning of Satan's end. And that was, of course, when Satan decided he'd go against God. Last time, we began talking about the fulfillment of Satan's kingdom, or that is, the time when Satan seems like that he has the most power. And we were in the book of Revelation, chapter 13, talking about how that Satan's kingdom has been given to him by God. Now, this morning we want to speak about the destruction of Satan and how that his kingdom is coming to an end. In the book of Revelation, chapter 13, notice with me, and we read this to you last Sunday morning, and let's read again this morning by way of review. The Bible said in Revelation 13 and verse 7, "And it was given unto him to make war with the saints and to overcome them, and power was given him over all kindreds and tongues and nations." Verse 8, "And all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. If any man have an ear, let him hear." The Bible said in these two verses that Satan has been given the power to make war with the saints and to overcome the saints and to be in power and authority over all kindreds, tongues, and nations. In other words, Satan will rule this world as a dictator for a period of 42 months. The Bible said that all that dwell on the earth shall worship him whose names are not written in the Lamb's Book of Life. And so everybody that's not saved will worship Satan. It's not that way today. There's a lot of different forms of religion. But it's going to boil down one of these days to just two forms. One is the worship of Satan. Two is the worship of God. As we look at this, it sure does look like that Satan has a lot of power. And he does. It looks like that Satan's dominion over this world would be so large that it just simply could not be destroyed. But that is not the case. Satan will have defeat when he faces God. And while we have painted this picture of Satan and all of his power and all of his authority and all of his dictatorships over this world, I want you to look with me again. Turn with me again, please, to the book of Isaiah, chapter 14. And we shall see in this place what men shall say about Satan when God gets through with him. Isaiah, chapter 14. The Bible said here in verse 15. And remember when we started this about 3 weeks ago, we read Isaiah 14, verses 12 through 14, about the beginning of the end of Satan's rule. And how that Satan said, "I will rise up. I will do this. I will do that." And when it's all said and done, verse 15 comes into play. Isaiah 14, verse 15. The Bible said, "Yet thou shalt be brought down to hell, to the sides of the pit." Satan's end will be destruction. Verse 16, "They that see thee shall narrowly look upon thee, and consider thee, saying..." I want you to see here, please. In Isaiah 14, verse 16, when Satan comes to the end of his rule, people will come by and look at him and consider everything that he has done. They shall remember all the big things that Satan said he was going to do. They shall remember that he had control over this world for 42 months. They shall remember that he had great strength. And here is what they shall say. Verse 16 of Isaiah 14. "Is this the man that made the earth to tremble, that did shake kingdoms, that made the world as a wilderness, and destroyed the cities thereof, that openeth not the house of his prisoners?" That's what they shall say about Satan. Is this the guy that caused all this trouble? I want you to see here that nobody will blame God, because God is not to blame. They will blame Satan. The Bible said in verse 18 of Isaiah 14, "All the kings of the nations, even all of them, lie in glory, every one in his own house. But thou art cast out of thy grave like an abominable branch. And as the remnant of those that are slain, thrust through with a sword that go down to the stones of the pit, as a carcass trodden underfoot. Thou shalt not be joined with them in burial, because thou hast destroyed thy land and slain thy people. The seed of evildoers shall never be renowned." The end of Satan is one where people shall come by and shall mock him because he could not stand against God. Let's see in the final few moments of this study the circumstances surrounding the end of this one that causes so much destruction and trouble in this world today. The book of Revelation, please, chapter 19. Revelation chapter 19. Satan will rule this world for 42 months. The Bible says that every person, except those that have their names written in the Lamb's Book of Life, will worship Satan. Every kingdom, every nation, every tongue, every kindred will fall and worship Satan, except those that are saved. The Bible said there's going to be a great battle take place, and Jesus shall come, and he shall be the one fighting. The armies in heaven shall come, but only Jesus shall fight in this great battle. The Bible said he shall ride there upon the white horse, and he shall come. His name is called Faithful and True, and in righteousness he does judge and make war. And in this battle, Revelation 19, verse 20, the Bible said, "And the beast was taken," that is, the Antichrist is taken, "and with him the false prophet that wrought miracles before him, with which he deceived them that had received the mark of the beast, and them that worshipped his image. Both these were cast alive into the lake of fire, burning with brimstone." And so all of Satan's people, his Antichrist, his false prophet, shall be cast into the lake of fire. And the Bible said in Revelation chapter 20 and verse 1, "And I saw an angel come down from heaven, having the key of the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand. And he laid hold on the dragon," that old serpent, which is the devil and Satan, and bound him 1,000 years and cast him into the bottomless pit and shut him up and put a seal upon him that he should deceive the nations no more till the 1,000 years should be fulfilled. And afterward, he should be loose for a little season. Satan shall be cast into a bottomless pit for 1,000 years. Who shall put him in there? An angel. Not a strong angel. The Bible doesn't say a strong angel. The Bible said an angel shall come. Doesn't even give the angel's name. Just an angel. Oh, the battle that Satan fights against God shall leave him weak and unable to fight even an angel. Even the smallest, lowest, weakest angel could destroy Satan. And the angel comes, takes hold of him, and puts him in the bottomless pit for 1,000 years. Verse 7 of chapter 20, Revelation. And when the 1,000 years are expired, Satan shall be loosed out of his prison and shall go out to deceive the nations which are in the four quarters of the earth, Gog and Magog, to gather them together to battle, the number of whom is as the sand of the sea. And so Satan shall be loosed again to fight God's people and God again. The Bible said that they come up as the sands of the sea and gather together against Jerusalem to fight God. The Bible said in verse 9, and fire comes down from God out of heaven and devours them, and the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone where the beast and the false prophet are, and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. The end. Satan's final end as he fights against God is that he shall be cast into the lake of fire. The Bible said he shall be tormented day and night, forever and ever, never ending. There's another little thing we need to put right here. Where will lost people be? Eternally. The Bible said in the book of Revelation, chapter 20 and verse 15, and whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. So we find this, that the Antichrist will be in the lake of fire. The false prophet will be in the lake of fire. The devil will be in the lake of fire. And every lost person will be in the lake of fire. They shall never get out. They shall there burn eternally because they have fought God. The Bible says very clearly that Jesus came into the world to seek and to save those that were lost. Let me ask you this morning a very simple question. Are you saved or are you lost? Now don't say, I hope I'm saved. Don't say, I'm trying to be saved. Don't say, I want to be saved. Just answer the question, are you saved or are you lost? If you're saved, then you know a time when you were saved. And if you're lost, then there's never been a time when you were forgiven by Jesus Christ for all of your sins and wickedness. If you're lost today, trust Jesus Christ, and He alone can save you. Come and tell us about it. Or if you want help, call us, and we'll be glad to talk to you about your salvation. Well, we see that our time has gone away from us again today. We want to invite you again to come to the services at the Independence Baptist Church and listen again next Sunday morning for another radio program. Thank you now for listening.